Our first public hearing is change of zone number 1689, O.A. Newton & Son Company and Purdue Agribusiness Incorporated.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 Agriculture Residential District to an LI2 Light Industrial District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, for land lying east of Road 583, also known as Adams Road, 1/2 mile southeast of Road 584, also known as Newton Road, and to be located on 2.702 acres, more or less. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of the survey of this application. I'm also passing down a copy of an aerial that was a part of the one of the exhibits from the Land Use Planning Act plot for Newton's and Purdue Agribusiness, and it shows an area of the site as it exists. For the benefit of those present in the commission, I did not ask for copies of DLDOT comments, since this is basically a correction of the boundaries from previous zoning applications of O.A. Newton & Son Company and Purdue Agribusiness. The Newtons applied back in the 70s for rezoning of a portion of their property, and it did not include this portion of the property. And then Purdue Agribusiness a few years ago applied for the site adjoining. We heard comments from the Sussex Conservation District. There are two soil types on this property. The applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected. It may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and that it may not be necessary for any on-site drainage improvements. We also heard comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and we were advised that the site is located in Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1, that the applicants propose on-site septic, that the site adjoins the town of Bridgeville and is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that the applicant should contact the town of Bridgeville for questions regarding future central sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Ryder. You would give us your name for the record, please.
Robert F. Ryder, Jr., president of O.A. Newton.
All right, sir, we thank you. You've heard what our chairman has read into the record regarding your applications. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, there's nothing at this time. It's just cleanup of boundaries.
Okay, sir. If you'll stand by, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you for being here, Mr. Ryder. This change of zone is granted. It will help support the local ag businesses in the area. Is that correct?
Yes.
And work in conjunction with the existing business at or nearby the present site.
Yes.
It's served by the rail spur in the area.
Yes, it's currently surrounded by the pickle washing facility across the street and Purdue and a Helena chemical facility. So,
any anticipation of any increases in traffic or any negative impacts on other neighboring parcels?
No. At this time, there's no planned use for the property that isn't already developed. So it's mainly just cleaning up the existing boundaries.
That was going to be my last question. You concur with the director's statement that this is, as you said, a cleaning up of a earlier request that did not include
Yes.
this parcel.
Part of this property is really already in LI2 use. The boundaries just didn't come together based on probably older surveys and whatnot.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Ross.
No question.
Okay. Mr. Johnson.
I have no question, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Burton. No
question for me.
Mr. Lang?
Well, just to clarify, what I gave to the commission was a copy of an aerial, and it showed what appears to be seven feed tanks and a larger feed tank, different sizes, but they typically are seven of the same size, one larger, and that those structures have been there, at least one of them was prior to 68, is that not right?
Yes, they've been there since
and
the 70s.
Others were built, and they're the site split by two zones basically already?
Yes.
And the access isn't going to change? It's going to stay where it is?
No. The access will remain as is.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, sir. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Well, if you'll hang on for a second, we'll get right to you. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number, or change of zone number 1689, O.E. Newton and Son Company and Purdue Agribusiness, Inc.? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1689? Okay, if you would, I need you to come forward, if you would, please, and give us your name, and then we'll see if we can get some answers to your questions.
Good evening.
Ma'am, we need your name, please.
I'm sorry. My name is Betty Murray, Betty L. Murray,
mm-hmm.
And I inherited the property next to this said property that is talking about that is concerned here, changing the zone. And my thing is, what will be done with that property that you're zoning that's going to be changed? I would like to know to address that.
Well,
as part of that area, I've been there all my life. The part of that property that is being zoned now, my grandfather owned that, and my grandfather sold that to these people. And prior to that, on the other side of this property, that was owned by my grandfather, and he sold that to them. And I am the sole heir of the said property on the other side of this zoning. And my thing is, what is it going to be used for, and what effect would it have on the said property that I'm on now? Will it increase the value, or would it decrease the value of my property? That's what I'm concerned about.
Okay. Well, we'll try to answer that as best we can. As to what is going to happen there, perhaps a better question is what could happen there, because I don't think anybody really knows at this point. It's simply part of the property right now is zoned light industrial, and part of it is zoned agriculture residential. So what they're trying to do is get it all consolidated. What could happen there is you could, it's a rather small lot, so it wouldn't be, whatever it was, wouldn't be real big, but it certainly could be a warehouse of some kind. It could be a small, assembly operation of one kind or another. Certainly those kind of business uses. It would not be a shopping center. It wouldn't be a convenience store. It wouldn't be anything of that you think of generating a lot of traffic, I don't think. But that's sort of the nature of what that zoning would be. Because your property is a different zone, the setback requirements for this parcel would be greater than they would be if it was two parcels of the same zoning side by side.
Right.
So there is some measure of protection, I guess, if you will, in that. Outside of that, I'm not sure what else we could, we could tell you about it. But certainly, whatever protection is afforded in the code would be afforded to you.
Yeah. So. Well, the reason why I was concerned, if you can remember, some years ago, they wanted to put that waste management facility in the area, and being that we had neighbors and family members lived in that area, we were opposed to that, and I was concerned, about this. As I said, I'm right next, might as well say it's in my backyard. right in the area of Purdue. And I was just, you know, concerned about just, you know, what's going on as far as, because like I said, and I don't mind telling it, I'm 70 years old, and I've been there ever since I was 6 years old.
Well, you don't look a day over 40 to me.
Thank you. But I'm concerned because, and my intentions is, when I pass, and I hope it's not no time soon, that
so do we.
That my family will, because it's handed, you know, it's an heir property. And as I said, my grandfather worked hard for that property so that we would have something. And I feel the same way for my kids. I want them to have, you know, have something. And I don't want, if they would decide to sell it or do whatever, that the property would be depreciated because of some other type of dwelling that's coming, you know, near there. This is my concern.
And I appreciate that. None of us have a crystal ball. The one thing I would suggest to you is that at some point in the future, if your heirs wanted to sell the property, they might also want it rezoned in a similar fashion, right, which, since it was adjacent to the others, would certainly might make some sense and might actually add value to it, but we just don't know. It's hard to tell. But that's probably about all I can tell you about that.
And do you have any answers to my question?
I'll ask him if you like.
Yeah.
I'll
you will. Him. Okay.
No problem. I know you're new. You're doing a great job, though. All those other people are—they're not even here. It's just you and me.
So okay. All right.
So, any other questions you have for us right now?
No, that would be it. Just in the near future, please let me know, because that Kenny's thing is down, factory is down, mm-hmm. and we weren't aware of that being put in there. So, just keep, because it's other people, neighbors in the area. I don't know if they were informed, about it, but I figured, you know, since I'm right next to it, that, you know, I got the letter saying that they was having the meeting. So I said, well, I better get over to find out exactly what is going on. But in the near future, please let me know. And as I said, I plan on being here for a long time, and I would like to keep abreast of what is going on.
We'll do our best, and we'll ask the applicant to do the same thing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Uh-huh. Mr. Ryder, if you would, please come back up just for a second. This application is for a change of zone. The sole question in front of us is whether or not this property is suitable for this type of zoning. But just in case you have some idea of what the uses might be, if you'd like to share that with us, we'd be happy to listen.
Sure. I don't have a crystal ball, as you said, but it is a small parcel, and better than a third or half that parcel is already LI2. It's could be an ideal location for a, like you said, a small warehouse or a small assembly operation, but it's certainly not going to be a large nuisance type industrial facility. So, but it certainly isn't going to be any. Any more of an impact than what the Purdue facility is, and it would be using the same road as the Purdue facility, so there'd be no significant difference in traffic.
So the entrance is going to be on the other side of the adjacent property, then it's not going to be on their side?
It would not be on Mrs. Murray's side of the property. It would be using the existing road that is in place now for Purdue, so there really wouldn't be much traffic impact.
Okay.
But again, there really isn't a this initiated more as a matter of cleanup than a matter of an impending transaction.
Okay.
So, and a good part of the Purdue rezoning is already being used as light industrial, right, anyway, so it's no change.
All right, sir, we thank you. Does anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We are going to deviate just a little bit from our normal procedure because of all the folks that are here this evening. On the next hearing, it would be kind of disingenuous for us to invite Mr. Ryder to spend the rest of his Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision. So I will open it up to a motion. If anyone has a would wish to make a motion on this application at this time, we'll entertain it.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone 1689 for O.A. Newton & Son Company based upon the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the property is surrounded by other LI2 zoned properties. This will be consistent with the adjacent zoning. Two, the purpose of this zoning is to bring the zoning lines consistent with the property lines. Three, the change in zone will not adversely affect neighboring and adjacent properties or traffic. Four, the change in zone is consistent with the purpose of the LI2 district and the county's comprehensive land use plan.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1689, O.A. Newton & Son and Purdue Agribusiness Incorporated for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.